Sochim Perik Beis, this is learned Lilu Nishmas, Sorerelke, Basarib Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achrin Shel Pesach, Hayalofim Tovshin Ayin. We're studying this Lilu Nishmasot, Hay Nishmasot, Truro, Pitzrura Chaim. Mishnah Aleph in Perik Beis of Psochim. Kol Shah Shemuter Lechel, the entire time that the Koyen is permitted to eat Truma Ner of Pesach. The truma that is chametz, he's allowed to eat the fifth hour. Maichil. So then, a Jewish person can feed the chametz of chulin labehema lachayev loifes to an animal, a tame animal, to a wild animal, and to birds. So the fifth hour, while the koyin is permitted to eat the truma. So then the ordinary Yisrael can feed the chametz to the Behem Chaim Yoyis, can have a noah. Umoichlaroi l'nochri, and he is allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Umutar b'ana osoi, and he is permitted to benefit from the ash of the chametz. From the ash of the chametz. Over is manai, but once this time has passed, it came already, the sixth hour has arrived, although the prohibition is only midrabanan, because from the Torah it begins in the seventh hour. Nevertheless, asur b'ana osay, he is prohibited, we are prohibited from benefiting from the chametz, v'lo yasik b'itan v'kirayim, and you shall not heat with the chametz, use them as fuel, as burning material, an oven, or a kirayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bir chametz elo sreifa." The getting rid of chametz can only be accomplished through burning it. The chachamim say, "Af mefazer v'zeh l'ruach." You're also permitted to break up, to make it into crumbs, and then, you know, throw it out into the wind. Or throwing it into the water, into the ocean, that is also a way of getting rid of the chametz. Says the Bar Tanura, Kol sho shemuter lechel, mi de loik omar, since he doesn't say, in the Mishnah, called Shosha Oichel Machil, as long that is he can eat, he can feed. V'nokat lo betrei lishne, and he says it in two languages. Shosha Muter Lechel Machil, Mashma datrei gavri koi. So it is understood that he's talking about two people here. Hachikoba, and this is what he's saying. Kol shosh muter lekoyin lechel, as long as it is permitted for a koyin to eat betruma, so then machil Yisrael chulin lebehemtoy, then a Jewish person can feed his chulin to his animal. Umas nisin, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, he goes like the view of Rabbi Gamliel that we learned before. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Rabbi Gamliel said, chulin nacholin kol arba, that the chulin can be eaten up to the 4 hours. Utruma kol chamesh, and truma can be eaten the fifth. Beleels hilchas akavosei, the loch is not like Rabbi Gamliel, al bein betruma bein mechulin, oichlin kol arba, you can eat all the fourth hour, v'toilin kol chamesh, and you hang all the fifth, you don't burn it, but you don't eat it because you can have hanoa, v'seirfi mitchil ha-sheish, and we burn in the beginning of the sixth hour. Says, "Ma'achil lebehema lechaya uleifes." He's telling you, you can feed it, and he specifies the animal, tame animal, the wild animal, and the birds. And they're all needed. The iton lebehema. For that, he just said that the tame animal hava mina. I would say behema, the tame animal. The mishayra chazilei. If she leaves over, he can see it mavirelei, and he can destroy it. In it's okay to give her to eat at that late point, at the fifth hour of the day. Avul chaya, but for example, a wild animal. Keep going. Example: nemiya v'chasul v'chulda, the nemiya and the cat, the weasel, the urchalatznia, whose nature is to go and hide it. A maloi, maybe we would say no, that you shouldn't give it to them at this late hour. If it said that you can give the chayav, that only a wild animal, if she leaves over, she'll hide it, but doesn't leave it around, then he will not transgress Bal Yiro, because he's not going to know and he's not his. Then I would say, you can give it to her. Avol behema, but with a tame animal. Sometimes she'll leave over. Belav, and she doesn't hide it. She's a domesticated animal. She's a behema. Belav adaite levare, and he's not going to keep in mind that he needs to destroy it. Avol la bal yiro, and he's going to translate bal yiro emaloi. So I would say no, that maybe you should not be allowed to give it to behema. Kamashmu. That's why you have to say Sai Behema Sai the Chai. Ve'oifis. So why do we need to say oifis? I did a Tony Behema V'chayo. Since you already learned the tame animal and the domesticated animal and the animal of the wild, the Chayo Tony Nami Oifis, he also mentions already oifis. In addition to that, it says Umoichre Leif de Gilulim, that you sell it to a Gentile, that out lafuki. This is to exclude me b'shamai from the view of b'shamai. The Amri, they say lo yimker adam chemtzei loiv de gilulim. A person shall not sell his chametz to a non-Jewim ken yodei yaboy, unless he knows sheichalakoidem ha-pesach, that he's going to consume it before Pesach. The Kasavri, because b'shamai hold mitzuvani mevarim mina oilam, I am commanded. One is commanded to remove it from the world, v'loi sheyiyekayim, and not that it should remain in existence. So even though it's by the goy, it's still not acceptable according to the to Beis Shammai. Then it says umuter b'hano osei, and you can, it's permissible to benefit. So the bartanura umuter b'hano osei b'hano as aforei, by the enjoying of its ashes, kegoyin. For example, im chor choy ba'er, if he burnt it in fire, koydim zmani sudoi, before the time of the prohibition that it enters, so then muter lihonis ba'aforoi, then you can enjoy the efer afil achas mani sudoi, even after the time of the isur, as long as the burning was done before the zman of the isur. However, over Zmanoi, once the time has passed, which is the time? Mishi Giyasho Shishi is from the time that the sixth hour arrives. Aval Pishei Nisuri Elamidivri Sofrim, even though the prohibition from the sixth hour on is only from the words of the sages, and the Torah only begins of the beginning of the seventh hour, Osur Bano Osei, it is still prohibited to benefit. Ki Iluho Yomi Isuri Anoshal Toiras, if it was prohibited to enjoy from the Torah. She'im kodesh boy isha, if he would betroth a woman with these chametz after the sixth hour, and choshin l'kedusha, we don't worry anything about the betrothal. It's non. He hasn't given the woman anything, no value, because it's also b'hano. Va'afilu b'chametz nuksha, even if it is a chametz which is a nuksha. Kegoin, for example, dogon shenafal olav delef, you have a grain that on it was falling a drip, ukayetzaboi, and similar to it, it hasn't become a dough, but shebepesach atzmoi, and Pesach itself ain isuri elam divri sofrim, which isur is not divri sofrim. So now you have a combined thing. First of all, it's only the shah Shishis, so it's not also minatoira. The chometz is not chometz minatoira because it's chometz duksha. But im kiddush by isha b'yem yudalid, if he betroths a woman with that dogon, that has become chometz duksha on the 14th day mishigia shah shishis, once the 6th hour has arrived, ein chayshishin l'kiddushav, we do not worry about his kiddushin, they're not good kiddushin. And he says v'lo yasik by tanur v'kirayim, says the Bartanura, and he shall not light up with it the oven and the kirai. The Rav Yehuda Itzrich, this is needed according to the view of Rav Yehuda. The Omar Ein Biur Chometz Al Asreifa, since he says that the only way to get rid of the chometz is by burning it, Mahu De Teima. So you may think, Bahadi Dikosarif Lay, at the time that he is burning, Lishanimine, let him enjoy it, because he has to burn anyways. Kamash Malon, it's coming to teach us the Loi, that you're not allowed to. Dafilu Kidarech Biure, even at the time that you have to burn it, Asur Lehenis Mimenu, it is prohibited to benefit from it, Bechimote Ozman Isure, when the time of the Isur has arrived. But according to the Chachamim, you shouldn't be allowed, because sure, that's regular Hanoi, it's not Derech Biurei, because you don't have to be invited that way, you can do anything else, and therefore that's regular Hanoi, and that shouldn't be different than all the other Hanoi, so it's not a Chiddush separately. But the Isrech, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Bar Tanura, the Yalif, because he learns it out from Noiser, what's left over from a Karbuna Osur Bahanoa, which is prohibited to enjoy the Onush Koris, and it also has the penalty of Koris for one who's Noiser, Kechomet, like Noiser, and over there, Mitzvah, say the Mitzvah. How to get rid of the noiser is b'sreifa v'leibedavar achar. It's only through burning it, not through other matters. The rabbanon le'yalfi min noiser. The rabbanon don't learn out of noiser because the chaylev shel sheir haniskel yechiach. Because the fat of the ox that has been stoned, you know, for killing a person, that will prove. The milk, the chalav, the milk of the sheir haniskal will prove, because we know that it's osur the milk, osur b'achila u'b'hanoa, it's also sai by eating and sai, consuming sai, benefiting from it, and v'anush koris, and is also punishable by koris for one who benefits from the chalav, and still vain tone sreifa, so we don't need to burn it, so therefore they don't learn out from noiser that you should have to burn, and therefore chametz does not really have to burn, but just get rid of it even through mefar of zer ruach oy mataliyam. Mishnah base. Chametz shel ein Yisrael, chametz from a non-Jewish over all of a Pesach, which has been in existence during the Pesach, it stayed over Pesach. Muter ba'noe, then you are permitted to enjoy and eat, not only enjoy, but you're actually allowed to eat also. But after Pesach, because it was during Pesach, it was in possession of an non-Jew. But vishal Yisrael, but if the chametz belongs to a Jew, so after Pesach, it's osur ba'noe, you're not allowed to benefit from it. And sure, you're not allowed to eat it. Shenemar lo yira l'chosa oir, because in the Torah it states that it shall not be seen to you, no sa'or, no sourdough. Says the Bar Tanura that the chametz shoyl of the chavim sh'over all of ha-Pesach, that the chametz of the non-Jew that Pesach, that it was stayed over Pesach, mutar b'ano. Says the Bar Tanura, lav le'meimro. He's not coming to say here the ba'achila osur, that it's osur to eat, and like say you can just have a noah. Hello, but rather, I did the boy lemisna safe, since he wants to say in the second part, in the end of the Mishnah, that vishal Yisrael osur banoe, that a Jew's chametz after Pesach would be prohibited to benefit, tonaga bevit kichavim mutar banoe. That's why he says bevit kichavim, it's permissible banoe, but really it's also permissible if the chametz was in the possession of the goy, it's also permitted to be. Inami, another reason, that is manoam shum de iko de nagi isuro be pasulev de gilulim. There are those that conduct themselves a prohibition on bread that belongs to a nev de gilulim, to the non-Jew. Pasako mishum hochi, because of this loitoni behedya. That's why he does not learn specifically chametz shel ev de gilulim muter b'achila, that the chametz of the non-Jew is permissible b'achila, because achila is questionable, and therefore he doesn't just says muter b'ano. So it gives the reason why is the Jews chametz that lasted over Pesach prohibited by Noah, because the pasuk says shall not be seen to you. So what is it, how do we learn from this? How do we learn from this, or how is this a source for us about Noah? Shenem aleir olachosak debartanura kolaymer, to say knosa kansinale, it's a penalty that we penalize him. It's because he transgressed lo yirolucha. That's why he's lo yirolucha. Inami, another interpretation that the words lo yishenemar lo yirolucha is arei shakoi. It goes on the first case. Chomet shal evdik chavim muter. Why is it muter? Koshenemar lo yirolucha. It's yours. Vidashina shalucha I atoroya. That you're not allowed to see yours what belongs to a Jew. But you're allowed to see what belongs to a non-Jew. Mishneh Gimel. Eino Yisrael shehil ves Yisrael al chemtzei. So a non-Jew who lent money to a Jew, and the Jew gave the non-Jew as a collateral some chametz before Pesach. And the Jew told him that if I'm not going to pay you the debt to the time, so then the chametz should be yours from today. So if I don't pay you up and the made up time, then you get to keep the chametz and it's yours from today. And the chametz was in the non-Jew's house over Pesach. So then, achar Pesach muter bano. So after Pesach, once the time came, and the Jew did not pay the debt, so then you are permitted to enjoy or have a noah from the chametz that is by the non-Jew, because the guy was kainit from before Pesach. What happens in the other way around? V'Yisrael shilvas anochri al chemtzoi, and if the Jew lends money to the non-Jew, and the non-Jew gave him chametz for a collateral, gives it to the Jew before Pesach, and he said to the Jew, the non-Jew says to the Jew, if I will not pay you the debt to the time, then the chametz belongs to you from today. And the chametz was laying in the Jew's possession over Pesach. Achara Pesach also banot. So after Pesach, and the time came and the non-Jew did not pay the debt, so then you cannot enjoy from the chametz. You're not allowed to have a benefit from the chametz that is by the Jew, because it turns out that the Jew owned the chametz from before Pesach. So it's chametz over all the Pesach. Chametz enough lalav mapeilus, chametz on which a wall has fallen down, or a heap of stones. So then the halacha is, hariyu kemevuer, it is equal as you would have burnt the chametz. Rabbi Gamliel says, kol she'ein ha-kelev yochel l'chapis achro, if a dog cannot dig it up, then, to go look for, he looks for his food, he cannot dig up the chametz, so then this is as if it's burnt. This means that really, when the chametz is 3 tvachim deep, that's the amount in which the dog cannot undig it, and then it's considered like it's mevor. Says the Bartanura, an oivet galulim shehilva liYisrael, non-Jew who lent to a Jewish person, what he lent? He lent them mois. So the first case is that the non-Jew lent the Jew money as a collateral chemtzoi. For the chametz, the Jews give him a collateral, koydim ha-Pesach, before Pesach. V'omar loy ha-Yisrael, and the Jewish person says to the guy, im loy he-vesi l'cha mois ad-yim pleni, if I do not bring you the money that I owe you until a certain day, k'nei ma'achshov, you should acquire the chametz from now. U'kigoyin, and for example, she'erhinu etzlei bebeis, say that he collateralized it in his house, so that the guy has the chametz. V'shoa etzel ha'iv, the galulim kol me'a Pesach, and the chametz stood at the guy's house for the entirety of Pesach. But the la'achar Pesach muter ba'anoah, so after Pesach, that chometz is permissible to have a noah from, meaning it's the goy's chometz, and you'll not have a noah from it. Why the kiv on the motos im nevelay paro, since the time came and he didn't pay him, loy havi muchas guvaina. So it was not lacking collection yet, still. It wasn't still lacking, it was totally collected. The b'shut shalev de gilulimi, it's already in the possession of the goyi mils, and now it's been revealed that this matter, l'mafrei, backwards, the mishosh irhino etzlei, that from the time that he collateralized it by when he gave him the chametz, half the day it's his. So it means that the goya owned the chametz from before Pesach, and that's why it doesn't have a halacha of chametz shavro Pesach. What happens? The Yisrael shiiv the la'ilach shilva la'iv the gilulim. The Jew lends to the gilulim, and then in turn the guy gives his chametz to the yid, and then it turns out that the chametz belonged to the yid already from before Pesach. Igloi, says the Bartanura, igloi milso l'mafreya. Now this matter has been now revealed to backwards to before the shal Yisrael haver, that the yid owned already the chametz, and therefore that chametz is over a Pesach, and therefore it's also b'ano. Then we learned about the din of a chametz that a wall falls down or a heap of stone falls on it. So the Mishnah says harehu kimavur, that it's considered as it has been burnt, as it's been removed, destroyed. Ba'afal pikein, but nevertheless, tzarich levatlo, he still is required to mevatl, to nullify and give up all ownership to this, because shema yifal kachagal, perhaps the heap will be dismantled, b'moyed in the holiday, b'nim tzayiv relov, and then he's going to turn out that he's going to transgress, because it's going to become visible again, it's going to become accessible again. Rav Gamliel gave a shear, and he says that kol she'ein hakelav yochel l'chapis acharov, it has to be a heap in which the dog cannot go search for it. And the Bartanura says v'kamo he, how much is that chafisas hakelav, that the kelav can search? How deep is it that he cannot reach? He can reach kimul tvachim. So if it's kimul tvachim, then at that point already he can't get it, and that's considered mevur. But under three tvachim, the dog can get it, and it's not considered as it's been mevur. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'oichel trumas chometz bePesach. A Jew who ate truma that is chometz on Pesach. So bishoygeg, if he did it accidentally, he did not know that it was truma. Mishalim keren v'chemesh, then he has to pay the principal what he ate, and he also has to add a additional fifth. But if he did it b'mezit, in other words, he knew that it was truma, so then poter mitashlumim, then he is exempt from paying umidmei etzim, and from the money for wood, so that the truma was tamei, that you need to burn it, so he doesn't have to pay even the amount that it would be value just for wood. So he doesn't have to pay not only the full payment, not, but he doesn't have to pay even the mei etzim, which means that it's used as wood, as fuel, he doesn't have to pay that either. Says the Bartanura, one who eats truma chametz on Pesach. So b'shogeg, what means b'shogeg? Sheshogeg v'truma, he made a mistake, he didn't realize that it was truma. Afilu hezid b'chametz, even if he knew that it was chametz, he wasn't allowed to, still, mishalim keren v'chomesh, he has to pay the principal, what he ate up, and the fifth. Even though that chometz on Pesach is prohibited to benefit, and it isn't really worth anything, still you have to pay the keren chomesh. That because the Torah writes with regards to one who eats truma accidentally in Vayikra Chabez, says v'nosan la koyenes akoidesh, that he should give the Kohen, he should give him the Kodesh. So he says he has to give the Kohen Davar Haroy Elias Kodesh. He has to give him something which is fit to become holy, which means he has to give him not money, Shein Mishalim Le Mois. Mois cannot become Kodesh. He has to give him Elo Peiris, but he gives him fruit. Because fruit can become Kodesh, Truma is Kodesh. Elo Peiris. Va'atashlumim, and the payments, Nasim Truma. And then the payment becomes Truma. So when you pay for the Truma, you pay it with fruit, and those fruit become actually Truma. They have to be a compatible kind of food that can become Truma. So therefore, Hilkach, therefore, Lav Basar Domim Azlinon, we don't go by the money. So we don't care that you ate up Chametz Dike, but Truma, but what we mainly care is that that you didn't cause any damage, it wasn't any Hanoah, but it's not about Hanoah, because giving back Truma makes, you're just substituting, you took Truma, you give back Truma, but it's not the value that we're concerned with it. Because that's why you don't pay any money for it. So it's almost seems that there is no value for money that you consumed, that you stole somebody's money. It's main thing, you took away a Truma, you gotta bring back Truma. So therefore, even though it's also about Noah, you're still gonna have to pay B'Shegig. However, B'Mezid, that if he did it intentionally, Shehezid B'Truma, that he did intentionally, he knew that it was Truma and he ate it, I feel Shogeg B'Chometz, even though he was accident, he was made a mistake with the Gatz Chometz, he's still Potter Min HaTashlumim, he's Potter from paying. And also, not only is he Potter from paying the value of the amount that he ate up, I mean, it doesn't have a value now because it's Osman Noah, but the value would be maybe equal amount of Chometz, which is not, which is, while not being Chometz, not being an Osman Noah. But not only that, Umid Me Eitzim, that Im Truma Tumeyehi, if it's a unclean Truma, is Ein Mishalim Me Eitzim, it doesn't, then it's not even the food itself, but it's the wood. Shoy Surui Lahasik, Tachas Nafshiloi, that it would have been fit, because even the Kohen has Truma Tumeyehi, he can still use it to make a fire under his cooked things, you know, using it as a cooking fire. So, but since he knew that he was eating Truma, he doesn't have to pay. Mishum demezid b'truma einoi elo kishar gazan d'alma. If one is deliberate and intentionally steals and eats Truma, then he is just like any other robber. Umois mishalim, then he has to pay money, lifi domim, by the value, v'lo lifi mida, and not by the measure. It's not like you got a substitute, like we learned before, by shegig, we don't care about the value, you just got to substitute the fruit. But here, you're going to have to end up paying money, if it's amazing. V'chametz b'pesach la bar domimu. And chametz b'pesach isn't any value of money. Shari osu banoi, it's osu banoi. Is not fit even to put under fire. So he didn't make the Kohen lose anything, because it's not worth anything to the Kohen. Mishnah Eilu Devarim Shaodim Yetzu Behem Chavasi BePesach. With the following matters, a person fulfills the first night of Pesach the matzah. So, different kinds of grains. Bechitim, he makes it out of the flour out of wheat, or bisoidim, or he makes flour out of barley. Bekusmin, with you make matzah from flour out of kusmin, and bishipoin from the shipon flour, or bishiboy leshuol, or from the Shiboy Lashua flour. That's translated as spelt, oats, and rye. V'yotzin bidmai, and you can fulfill your obligation from flour that is made out of grain, which was bought from an ama aretz, from an ordinary person, from which we're not sure whether he gave meiser of the grain or not. Uvemeiser ishin shenitla trumosoi, and you can fulfill your obligation with matzah that is made of flours, made out of flour from the grain that the Levi took as meiser, and he had from this grain given trumas meiser to the kohen, so that grain is kosher. Meiser sheni v'hekdesh nido, you can fulfill your obligation with matzah from flour that is from grain that was meiser sheni, or they were hekdesh. But what they did was you redeemed them, because you can exchange redeem them for money, for meiser sheni and hekdesh, because you can exchange meiser sheni for money, and then use the money for flour, and or you can also, if you contribute something to hekdesh and then you redeem it from hekdesh, you paid money, so you can use that money the item of hekdesh, and then to use it to buy flour for the matzahs. Ba'akohanim, and or even, you know, even if you just have a hekdesh that you redeem, a hekdesh owns something and you go and buy it from hekdesh, or if hekdesh owned grain and you bought the grain from hekdesh. Ba'akohanim b'chalo b'truma, and the kohanim can fulfill their obligation with matzah, the obligation of matzah with dough that they had taken for challah, and from the grain that they have taken for truma. Avol loy betavol, but matzah which comes from grain which you had not taken yet the truma, then you're not fulfilling your obligation. Veloy b'maaser rishen shelo nitla trumosi, and also matzah from grain that the Levi took for meiser, but he has not yet give from them the trumas meiser, which is a tenth of the tenth that he received, to the kohen, so he also will not fulfill your obligation. V'loy b'meiser sheni v'hekdesh lo nivdu, but matzah from grain that are meiser sheni, that you haven't, they are the meiser sheni alone, you haven't redeemed them, or hekdesh, and they have not been redeemed, so you're also not going to be yotze. Chalois toidos, chalois, those are called chalois, but they're matzahs that you bring for a korban toidom. Urekiki nazir, and the matzah cakes that a nazir brings. So ason laatzmoi, if he made it for himself, for his korban toida, or for his niziris, for his becoming a nazir, ein yitzin bahen, so you do not fulfill, you cannot fulfill with this matzah your obligation for the first night of Pesach, because the matzah needs to be made for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah. What happened? Also, limker b'shuk, he made matzah in order to sell it in the market. So, for people who might need it for a korban toida or for nizirus, yotzin b'hem. So then, with them, you can fulfill the obligation of the first night of Pesach, because at the time that he made the matzahs, he had in mind that if he's going to sell them, fine. But if he will not sell them, he's going to hold it for himself for Pesach. The Bartanura says, and the Mishnah says, Eilu dvarim shadim yetzi bem yidei chivosi, the following as you can fulfill your obligation. Yidei chivosi, your obligation. What is the obligation? Says the Bartanura, Mishum chayvas matzah. So the obligation of matzah, balaylo rishen, on the first night, shemuchiv lechol matzah, in which he's obligated to eat matzah. The ksiv, because it says in Shmai Shvit Beis, ba'erev teichlu matzis, in the evening you should eat matzah. That means there's a chiv to eat matzah. So the following items you need to use in order to fulfill your obligation of the chivus matzah: chitin usoirim, that's wheat and barley and the other items. Aval oiris v'doichen, but with rice and doichen and the sharer minim and other types loy. Because it says no, that you can't use. The ksiv, because it says in the pasuk dvarim tazayin, loy soichal olav chametz, don't eat chametz on him over the korban pesach. Shivas yom teichal olav matzis, for 7 days you should eat matzis. So the matzis dvarim aboim the chimutz, the items which come to chimutz who rise adam yetsi b'midei chavis matzah, those are the items that a person can fulfill his obligation for matzah. But yotzu oiris v'doichen, this excludes oiris and doichen of sharminim and the other types, shame boim the chimutz, they do not come to rise, they don't become a sourdough, ela disrochen, they get spoiled, but not sourdough, they don't become a rising element, and therefore you cannot be yotzu the mitzvah of matzah only because if it's comes could become chametz. This can become chametz, it cannot become matzah. The only thing that can become chametz is these five kinds that the Mishnah counts over here. Then it said that you can be yotze the mitzvah b'demai u'mai sedishin shenit lo trumose. Says the Bartanura, kol hani l'mai itz tarichu. Why do we need all these to tell you specifically? Mufurashim b'Masechta Shabbos, they're explained in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Mefanim, in the chapter Mefanim. The Hakohanim are Yotze b'Chalo b'Truma. They can fulfill their obligation with the Chalo that is given to them and b'Truma. So what's the chiddush here? The mahu, the tema, I might think matzah hashove v'ruy l'chol adam b'inah. No, we need the matzah to be equal and fit for all people. V'chalu truma einon ruyin l'zorim, and chal and truma are not fit for strangers. Kamash v'lo, no, that as long as for the kohen it's fit, the chal and truma, he can make the matzah out of that. Chalas ha-toido rekiki nozir ein yoytzim b'hem. The toido chalas, those matzah chalas, and also the cakes of the nozir, you cannot be yoytzim. Af al pi shehein matzah gemur. Although they are complete matzah, the ksiv, because the posik, the reason why they're no good, because the posik says in Shmei Shud Beis, ushmartem es ha-matzis, that you should guard the matzis, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. It has to be a matzah that is guarded specially for the purpose of matzah. Yotzo elu, this excludes these, she'ena mishtames l'shem matzis. They are not guarded for the purpose of matzah l'shem zevach, but for an offering. Lipkoir bishuk, but if he made them to sell them in the marketplace, yotzim b'hem, then you could yotze with those chalis, even though he was trying to sell them for toide or for the rekiki nazi, he can be yotze for the mitzvah matzah, because the kol limkar b'shuk, because any time when it's made to sell in the market, Omar he says im esdabne misdabne, if I sell it, I sell it. V'loy, and if not, achil no lo anolo matzah shel mitzvah. So then I will eat the matzah mitzvah. Mishnah Vav. With the following greens, vegetables, is a person can fulfill his obligation for Moreh and Pesach. Bachazeres ubeolshin ubetamcho ubecharchevino ubemoreh. These five types, whatever they are. Yaitzin bahen, you can be fulfilling with them, meaning with the roots. Bein lachim, whether they are moist. Bein yeveshim, whether they are dried. Avaloi kivushim, but not if they are soaking in vinegar. Veloi shlukim, and not if they are overcooked. That's shlukim. Veloi mevusholim, and not even if they're regularly cooked. And umetzarf from the kezayis, and they can combine for kezayis. If you take a piece of chazeres and ulshin and the other kinds, you can combine them all, you combine to kezayis, then you fulfill your obligation of mutter. The yaitzim mikelach shalahen, and you can fulfill your obligation with the root of these kinds, ubidamai, and if you bought mutter from an amaretz, which you're not sure whether you gave truma and meiser, nevertheless you are fulfilling your obligation. You can fulfill your obligation of the mutter. Ubemeiser itn shlishin shenitla trumasay, and mutter that he has given to the levi as meiser, and the levi did separate the trumas meiser, gave it to the kohen. So from that meiser, the mutter, you can be yotze. And also that if you have morer that comes from Meiser Sheni, or that comes from Hegdish, which have been redeemed for money, exchange for money, then you can fulfill your obligation. So the Bar Tanura says that these are the yirokis that a person can fulfill his obligation in Pesach. So it says bachazeres. Bachazeres, or says ba'arvi, in Arabic it's chaso, latuga blaz. And then it says ulshin, that's ba'arvi, it's called handbi, ublaz andba. Va'orch pirish, the orch explains to you, yerek shekoidim loy blaz karshpil. Then we have betamcha, tamcha, that's siv, hagodl siv sadekel. That's the siv that grows around the palm tree. Ubecharchevina, that's Elkratzenya in Ba'arvi, in Arabic. And then Ubemorer. Morer is min kusbarto, whom Arbi Yesu is very bitter. So you can be Yetzu with them, it says, Bein Lachim, Bein Yibesh. Whether they are moist or they're dry. So this is only if you're using the root. Davke bekelach shalem. That only if you're using the root. As we say later on, that you can fulfill your obligation with the root. So the root can be whether it's moist or it's dry. Aval olin lachin, but moist leaves, ain, you can be fulfill your obligation. But yiveshim, but dried out leaves, loy, you cannot fulfill your obligation. What is shlukim? Shlukim means medai, they are more than necessarily cooked until they become dissolved. Kvushim is bechaimetz in vinegar, and mevusholim means kiderach bishul, on the usual way as you cook it. And the Mishnah says umetztarvin lekizayis, they can combine for kizayis. Says the Bar Tanura, lotzisi dechevus morer, to fulfill the obligation for morer. The same thing is true b'chamishas minedogan, with the five different types of grain that you can use for the matzis mitzvah. Shemitztarfim b'kizayis, that they can be combined to make up the size of an olive. Lotzis yideichoivas matzah, to fulfill the obligation of matzah. And v'atarvayu koi, it actually goes on both of them. That when it says here that umitztarfim b'kizayis, it doesn't only mean the mutter is mitztarfin lekizayis, but it also means that the matzah that mentioned before, also the different types of grain, the flour of them is mitztarfin lekizayis. Mishneh Zayin, and shoyrin asamershon letarne goylim, you cannot soak the mursan, the mursan for the on Pesach, to give them for the chickens. But you can boil them down with hot water that you permitted. A woman should not soak the mursan, so to carry it to the bath to bathe themselves with this mursan. But she may rub her body with the dry mursan. Lo yilas adam chitim, a person should not chew on wheat, V'yanich al makosi v'pesach, and put it on a wound that he has on Pesach. Mipnei she'mach mitzvahs, because they do become sour. Says the Matanura, and shoyrin asam murson, you don't soak the murson that the mayim karim, cold water, the cold skin poishrin, and certainly not warm water, because they lost his lifneater goylim, to give it in front of the tana goylim. It's all because of a chashash chametz, avol, because you might chametz it, avol choltim, but you can burn it down b'reischin, with boiling water. She calls man she hamayim reischin, for as long as the water is boiling, eine yochel lahachmitz, he cannot become chametz. V'idna nog alma isura, but now the custom of the communities, the public, is to prohibit it. Afilu b'chalita b'roischim, even to burn it down, the murson in the roischim, we shouldn't do that. Also, a woman should not soak the murson loshuv bayi b'sora, says the Bartun, loshuv bayi b'sora, to bathe her flesh, her body, mipnei shemach mitz b'shdiyosei, because it becomes chametz when you soak it. However, avol shofa he, but she can rub the dried out murson on her body while it's dry. Afal gav shemayim toifchim al besara, even if there is water, moist water on her body, that doesn't matter. Then he also says lo yilois odom chitim, person should not chew on wheat. Zok the bartenuda lo yilois lo yokus mishinov. He shouldn't chew it with his teeth. Mishnah Ches, Ein neisnim kemach l'soich achareises. You're not allowed to put flour inside the chareises. Chareises is water with vinegar to dip, you know, which you dip the meat in. Oy l'soich achardel, or to put flour in the mustard, you're not allowed to do that either. Dim nasan, and if he did put the flour into the mustard, yechol miyadi, should eat it immediately. But Meir oyser, the Meir says that even immediately you should not allow to eat it. In mevashlim as a pesach, you're not permitted to cook the pesach sacrifice. Loy b'mashkin, not in liquid. Veloy b'mei pedes, and not in fruit juice. Avol sochin madbilin oyster behem, but you can smear the carbon pesach with the juice of fruit juice, or with other kinds of liquid, or to dip the carbon pesach in fruit juice or in other liquids. That you're allowed to do. May tashmishel shel nachtoim, the waters that the baker uses to wash off his hands, to cool them off, in order to go ahead and knead with them the matah, yishofchu. So those water you need to pour out, mipnei shei machmitzim, because they do become sour, they become chometz, from the dough which is pasted to one's hand. So here we're talking about when you're baking matzah on Pesach, or Erev Pesach after midday. Says the Matanura, Mishnah Ches, you can't put in the kemach l'toich ha-charoises. The Bartanura, b'charoises is dover sheyesh boi chomet sumayim. This is an item that has vinegar and water. V'osu it's made l'tabel boi bosu, you dip the meat in it. So you can't put flour in there. V'im, or to the mustard. V'im nosa nifi place l'toich ha-chardel, into the mustard. Yoichal miyadi, says she eat it immediately. Sha'achardel chad, because the mustard is sharp, and it doesn't quickly become sour and chametz as does the chareises. So that's why he allows him to eat it immediately. Aval b'chareises made the tanakama, but by chareises, this first tanakama agrees that a meir, as the meir says, the also that it's prohibited there too. But by chardel, because it's sharp, the Tanakhama wanted to allow it. But the Rav Meir Oyser says the Bar Tanura, Afim nosan l'teicha chardl, even when you put the kemach into the chardl, he also asers it. He also prohibits it. The Sovar, because he holds chardl alter machmitz, that chardl makes things chometz sour immediately, kumei acharoises, just like the charoises. Vein halacha ki Rav Meir, the halacha is not like Rav Meir, but like the Tanakama, that by chardl you would be permitted to eat it immediately. It says that you don't cook the Pesach leibem bashkin v'leibem meipedes, not in liquid and not in fruit juice. The ksiv, because it says in Shmos Yud Beis uboshel mevushel, not cooked at all. Boshel mevushel, you should not cook it. Boshel mevushel, become okay in any way. But however, sochin umadbilin, you can soak it, you can smear it and soak it. So k'bar tenura la'achar tzliyosei, after it was roasted, you can smear it and you can soak it. V'lo yamrinu shemevatel taimi, we don't say that it takes away the taste. Inami, so that's one chiddush, that's one way of learning why we're saying you can soak it. Inami, or we'll say afilu koydim tzliyosei, even prior to roasting it, shorulosach ha-pesach me-peres, you are permitted to shmir the Pesach with fruit juice. Dochit naan b'keitzat tzolin, because so we learned how do we, in the perik, keitzat tzolin, when it describes the procedure of roasting, that sochu b'shemen truma, if he shmired it with truma oil, im chaburas kohanim yechlu. If it's a group of kohanim, then they can eat it. So we see that it's okay to even shmir the meipedes before the roasting. According to the first opinion, he only wanted allowed after the roasting because it doesn't take away from the roasting. According to the second one, you